So if you're anything like me, you have always questioned all about the awareness days. We talk about Breast Cancer Awareness Day, for example, and I think, well, I'm aware of breast cancer. And I thought, why don't we have a chat about this with Tini Murray, a postgraduate research student at the School of Education at the University of New South Wales, and see if we can work out what's behind it all. Tini, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thanks. I'm aware of breast cancer. You're aware of breast cancer. Why do we need a day that tells us to be aware of breast cancer, for example?
Well, I think that's an interesting question. So I think you need to look to the history of awareness days to begin with. So a lot of these awareness days were established because there wasn't a lot of awareness about a particular topic or issue.
Yep.
And it formed part of an initial awareness-raising piece. Now with some of those more known concepts, I really think there's a piece there to be said around the difference between being aware of something and actively growing in our knowledge. So you might know that breast cancer exists, but it doesn't mean you really understand the nuances or how much it impacts. And it also provides opportunities for really important initiatives like fundraising, safe spaces for folks who have experienced breast cancer in this particular example. So I think it's important to see awareness days not as a static one thing, but something that grows with a movement or with an idea over time.
So a good example of that is the gay and lesbian Mardi Gras, for example, which started out as an awareness day, but now it's more of a celebration of the initial event and the people involved.
Yeah, I think it's important to acknowledge that Mardi Gras is part of a festival that runs over 2 weeks. It's not just the one big festival that everyone sort of knows and sees. But I think that there's two parts there that it's really lovely to see historically minoritized groups have a day of celebration and pride and vibrancy. And the sheer size and global scope of Sydney's Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras provides a really important platform to raise awareness about LGBTQI plus inclusion rights and needs, whilst also offering a really great place for community to celebrate how far we've come.
Does it matter that there's awareness days for so many thousands of different things? I can't be aware of everything.
Yeah, and I think that organisations and individuals will never be able to, you know, honour and celebrate every awareness day. I'm a diversity and inclusion specialist, so obviously that's where my area of interest and expertise lie.
Yep.
And even within that faction, there are a lot of different awareness days. But I think it provides each community or each social movement or idea its own space to connect with like-minded people, but also to raise awareness within the general population. And I think that specificity has an important role in our society.
I agree with you. I think when it comes to, say, awareness for cancer victims or awareness for people that stay at home and are home carers, for example, this brings to light a plight. And even if I'm not aware of it this year, I might be aware of it the next year.
Yeah, exactly. And one thing that I think we could encourage folks to do is when you look at sort of the awareness days that you have participated in or learnt from in 1 year, could you add a different one the next year?
Yeah.
You know, that as we keep building our own capacity for knowledge and understanding, what areas do we feel less comfortable with or less sure about our knowledge in, and perhaps we could dip our toes in one of those.
Well, on so many levels, you've increased my awareness today. So, Tini Murray, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.